The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, guys. It's Angie on my way home from work at like 1. Anyway, did you see the new NFL logo for the Super Bowl next year? And the colors? Mm-hmm. Also, did you see the photo of the players? And did you see who was in front? Mm-hmm. So you're saying there's a chance. All right, I'll let you guys dissect that. Bye.
Okay, I didn't see either of those, but yeah. Because it's Angie, I'm assuming 49ers.
I have not seen the picture of the players she's talking about. I've seen the picture of the Super Bowl logo for next season's Super Bowl, which is going to be in LA. And it's got a lot of red and gold in it. And then like a lot of teal. So I'm like, is it going to be Niners, Dolphins? And the Dolphins are trash. They're not making it to the Super Bowl. So I don't really know what to take from that other than there's a lot of red and gold. But in my mind, because the NFL scripted, that just means Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are going to get another one.
Oh,
and Travis Kelce's going to retire. And Taylor Swift's going to give birth right there on the field. To their first
that born. Would be cool. Yeah. Is there another teal team? Kind of like blue?
The Seahawks have some weird blue-green colors sometimes, but not teal. I don't know.
All right. And I'm going to look for that picture of all the players, too, because now I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
In the meantime, though, Graham, what do you have?
You guys, move over Santa Clara Slapper. Move over Fairfield Fondler. Move over Cal Poly Butt Sniffer, because the Wisconsin Park Pooper has finally been caught.
Oh.
This crafty crapper has apparently been going number two in a local city park for quite some time, always in the early morning hours. So local police, because they don't want to be like camped out and do a full stakeout, they actually set up some motion activated trail cameras to find out if they were dealing with one particular suspect, just a serial turd burglar, or if there were multiple suspects out there. Once the trail cameras confirmed it was just one solo stink nugget leaver, then they used a drone. The operator flew it in overhead the park this past Thursday morning, and they were able to record the perpetrator in the act. And police then entered the park and arrested the 46-year-old woman.
For
indecent contact. Are you ladies surprised that
yes.
the park Wisconsin park pooper is a woman?
Yes.
What?
And I honestly thought the ending, like the punchline was going to be, and it was a dog or something like that, you know?
Nope.
What?
It was a lady.
Woman? What's wrong with her?
I don't know. And she's going to have to answer to the courts and to the fullest extent of the law for what she's been doing. This doesn't surprise me in the slightest. Because you guys always sit up here, oh, guys are gross. Guys are gross.
They're not.
It's you ladies that are the grossest.
Every once in a while, there is a woman that's gross. But that doesn't represent the vast majority at all. But you can say that about most guys.
Yeah.
My brother runs a property management company up in Chico.
And so there's a poopetrator?
No, but I'm just saying he deals with a lot of move-ins and move-outs and apartment inspections and stuff, and he sees the before and after. And he always tells me the nastiest left apartments, almost always, are ladies.
No.
But nasty, like, in what way?
Just the disgustingness of it all.
Probably because they have boyfriends that are, like, living with them, and, you know, that's obviously
and
why.
Messy.
Nope.
Yeah, they're dirty. So,
nope.
like, what's left behind?
Just
is it things that you can't say?
Just disgustingness.
Just dirt. Just dirtiness.
Just the level of filth that they're living in. You ladies should be ashamed of yourselves.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
Disgusting.
I really don't.
I think it's guys.
Well, what about, how do you rectify this? The Wisconsin park pooper is a lady.
She's been framed.
Yeah, it wasn't even her. It was AI in the cameras.
My
it was AI
God.
Video, and they fell for it. AI
not
getting
a chance.
Good. Yeah, there's no way.
We'll find the real guy who did this.
The real poopetrator.
Yeah. More tickets for Steve Aoki this morning, 6:40. He's coming to Bill Graham on the 20th. So we're a little over a week out from that show. Going to be a lot of fun. Next, speaking of homes that people are moving in and out of, Graham, I got to tell you guys what teenagers in Southern California have been caught doing.
Okay.
It's not good.
Uh-oh.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now it's time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
It made me so sad reading this yesterday. Actor James Vanderbeek has passed away. His family made the announcement yesterday on Instagram. Back in 2024, if you don't know, James was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer.
Get your colonoscopies, guys, men and women. Everybody needs to do that. There's a startling rise in colon cancer amongst young people. All right, the Golden State Warriors at home at Chase Center hosting the Spurs in their last game before the All-Star break. Steph Curry once again out of the lineup with his knee injury, but the Warriors held their own in this one through the first three quarters of the game. Draymond had probably his best game of the season, 17 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, but the Spurs turned it on in the fourth quarter, pulled ahead. They won the game 126-113. Warriors are now 29-26 on the season and in 8th place in the West.
Nice. We'll get a little bit of sunshine today. There's a slight chance of brief lingering showers in the afternoon, but it should be pretty dry after that. Highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s.
Did you guys get caught in that holy torrential downpour yesterday?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Nope.
My house was like shaking. It was raining so hard.
Maybe I did then. I don't know.
Hey, Gemini bestie. You were sleepy. Hey, Gemini besties. Your day today is going to be a 6. Office politics are getting very petty, but your work speaks for itself, so don't stoop to their level. A friend is going to come through with exactly what you need, so don't be too proud to accept the help because you could really use it today.
Yes. Oh. Take the help. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up next on the JV show, I got to tell you what these teens down in Southern California are doing. Honestly, should land them in jail, but I guess it's really hard to catch them. I'll explain next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so teens down in San Diego County, they are throwing illegal parties in vacant houses.
Smart.
And police, like, don't know how to catch them, which I don't understand. I mean, they're going to the parties and they're stopping the parties, which are full of kids, but they're like, I can't figure out which person is the one in charge and who threw the party and...
But can't you just bust everybody?
That's what I would
think.
It's
like what we're doing here. If you're even, look at a sideshow, we're going to arrest you.
Everyone's in trouble.
Right.
I don't understand why it's so difficult to pin the kid who did this.
Uh-huh.
Also, they're minors, so what can you really do? Maybe it's something like that. But they say they discovered at least 6 of these parties being held inside local homes that have been listed for sale or rent since last summer. 5 parties happened within the span of 32 days. So like all basically within a month. And they are like damaging these homes that like there's like families that are putting these homes up for sale. And
you remember high school parties. Yeah, they were a mess.
Yeah. So they leave. These kids are like setting off fireworks inside the houses.
Now it's a party.
There's holes in the walls by the time it gets busted in and they're leaving. And the way that they're setting these up is, you know, they're obviously sharing party info on social media and like telling everybody where it is or telling people about it. And then they'll send information through like a secret thread that only people their age.
On their Snap.
Maybe on their Snap or a DM thread. I don't really know. But they're not like broadcasting that information so the police don't find out, obviously. Uh-huh. And then they're making money off this. They're charging a cover at the door.
Dude,
and
these
so like
kids
hundreds of kids show up and they're making their money. They're damaging the houses and then just leave.
That's genius. That was a great idea.
No cleaning up. Like, you don't have to deal with that if you're throwing the party. You know, sometimes that's the thing
it's
you don't
want
to
have. Not even your house. Who cares?
I mean, when we were, look, I'm only 28 and a half, but when we were younger, you used to have to wait for somebody, one of your friend's parents to go out of town, right? And then you'd throw the party at their house. But then it involved a lot of cleanup and still there was a high potential that you were going to get caught and get in a lot of trouble, right? But now you could just go to a vacant house. You don't have to worry about the cleanup afterwards. You can kick the holes in the walls and light the fireworks.
It seems so
much easier. And you don't have to like scramble the next morning and try to put everything back where it used to be. It's a way easier system. Plus, think about even in today's world, your parents are out of town, right? Let's have a party. That Ring camera on your doorstep is saying otherwise.
Ooh,
there's cameras everywhere. So that just kind of rules out your house, even if the parents are gone.
So are kids like not able to throw parties like they used to because of your doorbell camera and everything else?
I think that majorly C-blocks the high school party. Because how do you get away with it? There's cameras everywhere. And your parents get an alert every time somebody comes to the front door or the back door or whatever. Yeah, they're not sliving.
These kids are not sliving.
That's why they're staying in their basement till they're like 40 playing video games.
Oh, that's so sad. Have you ever been to a party, Graham, where the parents did come home, like mid-party?
Probably. At some point.
That's sure always awkward. They're going off on their kid and you're just an innocent bystander and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
You just tiptoe away like,
yep.
Wasn't here. Your problem. Bye.
The things that we used to do see, now that I'm a homeowner, and I probably feel more attached to my house because I spent
the last four years
building it, every square inch of it. So, like, I'm probably more protective of it. But the things that we used to do to buddies' houses, like, when their parents were gone, I mean, I would have, if I was their parent and I found out that,
What would you guys do?
Just the breaking of the things and the stuff. And we used to hide stuff in places to try to get our buddies in trouble. You know, we would leave stuff in the parents' bed, you know, so that, like, and then tuck the covers so that, like, they would find it, you know, and get our buddy in trouble. You know, like, we used to just do awful stuff, and the houses would get pretty well wrecked up. And you know what? Like, if somebody did that to my house, oh, I would strangle them. But at the time, when you're in high school, you're like, that thought doesn't even cross your mind.
Not your parents, not your house.
Yeah.
So it's what?
Like, you're filling up their hot tub with Kool-Aid, you know? It's
Oh my God.
You don't think about this stuff.
And
it was hysterical at the time. But.
Would your kids be, like, grounded for life if you came home one day and your house was like that?
Yep, back in your cage.
I also feel like it takes a certain kind of kid to even throw a party at your house. Like, I was never that type. I'll go to somebody else's house, but it's not happening at my house.
Oh,
man. Like, for that reason, because my parents are going to come. They're going to, anything that's out of place, they're going to spot. Like, I'm not putting myself in that situation.
My parents left. My brother, my sister, and I, when we were in high school for like a week, they went on a trip. Like, it was during the summer. Are you kidding me? We didn't even have school right then. We threw the biggest party we had, you know, like a, you know, like eight kegs and stuff. And everybody's there. And like, just the party is raging. Everything was going great until somebody spilled a drink on the couch in the living room. And my brother and I were like, oh my God. And this couch was like off white, you know, so it wasn't like you could hide this stain.
Right.
We're like, we better get this. So we thought, you know, in our drunken, you know, stupor, we're like, well, let's unzip the, you know, the cover on the cushion and throw it in the wash. Like, this, we'll get it stain out. We'll dry it, put it back on. Mom and Dad won't know the difference. Well, it must have been like a red sock or something in the washing machine because this cushion came out just slightly pink. Like, it just had just a pinkish hue. And we had to zip that thing back on there and try to pretend like nothing had happened. And you're like stacking the pillows kind of awkwardly to try to cover it. There was no hiding that.
What did your parents do?
You know, shockingly, the thing that my mom noticed first was that there was a house, you know, like a big house plant that was in the wrong spot. Like, who moved that at the party? I don't know. But my mom's like, why is this the plant? It's normally over there. Why is it over there? You know, my brother and I are like, moved it to try to get it some better stuff. Like, that was the thing that tipped her off that there was a big party.
Interesting.
Wow.
Damn it, whoever moved that plant.
Got you.
What are you doing?
All right, 6:40 this morning. Tickets for Steve Aoki. Next on the JV show, something that you're going to appreciate, Graham. I'm actually going to talk about this just for you. It has to do with how often we are actually farting every single day. And I know you love your stories. So that's coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about house parties because teens down in San Diego County, they are throwing illegal house parties in vacant homes, homes that have been listed for sale, and they are like damaging the homes. And police aren't able to make any arrests. They're like, we don't know who's in charge here. We can't just go around arresting these kids.
Good morning, JV Show. That's so funny about that house party and the moving of the plant. One time I had a house party and somebody punched a hole in the wall. So I found a random picture and I just hung it up there as if my mom was not going to notice that there was a new picture hanging in her home. Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble. I just said I was having a bad day and I punched it. Yeah, busted. Have a good day. Bye.
Mom comes home from being away for the weekend. Why is there a new painting hanging on the wall right there?
Also, it's not going to be like perfectly like where a painting should be hung. It's probably like a foot and a half from the floor. So, like,
but mom's noticed. Why is there a painting hanging down there?
Like, yeah, mom's noticed everything. Graham, do you think you would be able to notice if something did change?
1,000%. I notice the tiniest.
I do too in my house.
Teensy tiniest details as I walk through the house. I mean, I walk through the house now and I'm like, has light always been reflecting off the window there? You know, like, I notice, like, the most trivial things. If there was ever a party there, I would know instantly when I walked in the
door. I feel
the
same way. All right, buddy, because I know that you love your fart stories. I'm talking to Graham here, not you, Jess. Unless, yeah. I mean, you probably love farts, too.
She enjoys them secretly.
I think she has, I was going to say, like, a secret.
Fart fetish,
yeah. Talk about, yeah. Anyways, but it's mostly for Graham now. Scientists recently discovered that we are, and when I say we, I mean, obviously not me or Jess, but everybody else. You guys are passing gas a lot more than previously thought.
I knew it.
Wow. Researchers thought before that people were passing gas 14 times on average. Well, they recently did this study.
A day?
A day.
I meant 14 an hour.
Ew, crap. That's disgusting. Researchers had people wear these smart underwear that would detect every time somebody did it. Yeah, and they were finding out that people on average were doing this at least 32 times a day, so almost twice as much than previously thought. And of course, it varied, greatly depending on the person. There were some people that only did 4 times a day, and then others that were up to 60 times. So it does vary.
A lot of it factors in on what you had for lunch or dinner.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
We had some black beans the other night, and let me tell you.
Ew, crap. That's disgusting.
My average would have gone way, way up. It just happens. It just depends on what you're eating. I mean, obviously, the numbers, if people are self-reporting, if the scientist came to you, Selena, how many times do you fart a day? And you're like, if anything, maybe once
maybe
or twice.
Maybe a couple times max.
I don't do that. But if I did, it would be less than 2 times a day. And then when they actually have a smart fart counter, then the truth comes out. Because you ladies have been underreporting your numbers for quite some time. And
now
we have some fart counting underwear.
Our numbers are just much lower.
How does the underwear kill farts? Anyways, is the underwear that's one? Or is it just a volume thing? Is it just an audible thing? It's just registering the sound.
I think it's just every time the gas passes through there, it's just making it count.
Gas filter.
Yeah, thing. I think it's more like that.
That's keeping a tally.
Which is gross.
I would love to wear some fart counting underwear. I think that would be great if we could get a pair of each for each of us, and then we could
see what the tallies are. I would fast for 3 days, and
you
I would take them off
every time before you.
Yeah. I think they would want to continue researching yours, Graham.
This has
never been seen before. It's off the charts.
Off the charts because an outlier. His fart underwear must be malfunctioning. Nobody's ever hit these numbers.
Gross.
Nobody's ever hit these numbers before. It's not possible.
I am disgusted. Let's talk about something not disgusting, please, Graham.
I don't know if I can help you out there because I got to talk about a fatberg that they say might be the size of 4 city buses. This is under a wastewater treatment plant in Sydney, Australia. And I can't remember if we talked about it or not, but I have definitely read about it before, that on some of the beaches in Sydney last year and the year before, they noticed that all these black, almost tar balls were washing up on the beach.
Right.
And initially, that's what they thought it was. They thought from an oil spill or something, these were tar balls that were washing on the beach. But when scientists analyzed the contents of them, they realized that there was human number 2s in them. And so they're like, well, this can't be from an oil spill. Where's this coming from? Oh, it's probably from the wastewater treatment plant. Now, what happened is there's, I guess, as they treat the wastewater, and then like we do with everything, we just throw it into the ocean. It just goes into the ocean eventually, because that's a great place to put it. And what they were finding was that in this very large, these are huge, huge pipes that are going out under the seabed out and to whatever point that they're getting released back into the ocean, that they think that they have a huge clog in there. It's a fatberg, which is basically all the oils and things that get flushed down the drain eventually start to congeal and clog up. We've seen these in other cities have dealt with massive fatbergs, but this one might be the fatberg to end all fatbergs. This one is huge, and it's in a spot where it's inaccessible, so they can't get in there and clear it off. What they think is happening is as other wastewater is coming out, it's sort of scraping across the top, for lack of a better word, and then these fat balls and, these tar ball things are coming off of it, and that's what's washing up onto the beach. But it's not just tar. It is obviously wastewater, so you're getting a little bit of everything in there. These I guess we could call
I am so grossed out.
Yeah, and it's disgusting.
Like,
because
so disgusting. Because
people were, you know, stepping on these things on the beach.
Ew.
And, like, picking them up. Like, what are these things?
Each other.
Yeah, what are these things?
You know that thing, you know when sometimes people eat popcorn and they throw it up and catch it in their mouth?
Uh-huh. They were doing those with the turd balls. And they say that they have a plan to try to figure out how to fix this. It costs about $2 billion, but it'd take about 10 years to complete.
Oh, my God.
But, again, they think this fatberg that is down in these pipes, the size of 4 city buses, it could be absolutely
wow.
massive. So think about the stuff that you before you put it down your drain. Because, like, wow. all the fats, oils, and greases and
oh,
things like that
dang.
All accumulate in pipes.
And the hair.
And
the only thing going down my drains is hair. Lots of hair.
Oh, a lot of hair. A
lot of hair.
That's
that
hard to control, though.
I know. It's not my fault.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were talking earlier about farts because we are at the JV Fart Show now.
Yeah, that's what we are.
All right. Let's be real. Graham, Jesselina, how many times do you guys pass gas in the studio? I'm sure that place smells like pickle juice and chug wheel juices, whatever. Anyways, I do about 25 an hour, Graham. Woo! Have a good morning.
The only person who I think has honestly done that is Graham, because
yeah.
a lot of times he'll walk out and go into like his own little studio to work on things before coming back into the main one. Like, I'm in here all morning with you guys, so I mean, it's not me.
Our studio
yeah,
has
I think it's Graham.
Our studio has no window, so it's a no fart zone.
Okay.
It just is.
Even if you're in a studio by yourself.
That's just common courtesy. In a studio by myself, the rules are different. But in a shared in a shared studio with no windows, it is a no fart zone.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Is Jessica Biel inching closer towards a divorce from Justin Timberlake? So a few months ago, we talked about how all of Jessica's friends were urging her to leave Justin, right? Basically telling her, like, this is going to go one of two ways. You're going to work through these issues you guys have, or you need to walk away and leave the situation. And so far, they haven't really been working on anything or fixing things. They're basically just living separate lives in a way. Jessica's focus is on her career, the kids, and Justin is more or less an afterthought at this point. I told you she has major trust issues when it comes to him, and over time that's built a lot of resentment. There was even a blind item about a recent incident that triggered some quiet concern about them, but we don't really have, you know, details on that. But there was something that happened. Basically, it's just a lot of things piled together and none of it is healthy anymore, according to sources.
Yikes.
Very believable.
Did we give a prediction in our prediction journal? I feel like we might have last time we talked about this.
I'll double check.
I feel like that was probably a thing. I think they're...
Do you see them lasting through 2026?
No. I mean, I think their relationship's probably like sources are saying, like, they probably just are kind of leading separate lives already. Like, in my mind, that relationship's already done, but, like, officially divorced, finalized in 2026. I don't know. They may stay married through 2026, but I think effectively their marriage is done.
I think that they at least announce a separation.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I can see that.
That's what I'm getting. That's the vibe that I'm getting. Lock it in, Jess. Lock it in. James Vanderbeek has passed away. Mentioned this briefly earlier this morning. Back in 2024, James was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer. So his death was likely tied to that, although an official cause of death has not been given. He was only 48 years old.
Too young.
So young.
Way too young.
There was a GoFundMe that was started for his family because, I mean, he was sick for so long and they spent so much money, you know, on care and treatment for him, and his wife doesn't know how they're going to go on from this, you know, without him. He was essentially the breadwinner in the family. I read that they set a goal of, actually, I don't even have the goal in front of me. What
and they have, they have 6 kids, right?
A lot of kids.
Yeah, that's a lot to support.
I don't have the goal amount here in front of me. I thought I did. I'm sorry about that. But so far, they've raised almost $1.4 million.
Whoa, that's in that GoFundMe's only been up for less than 24 hours, I think, right?
Let me go back to the GoFundMe.
Because we learned he passed away yesterday
morning.
During the day, so.
That's a lot of money. A lot of celebrities donating big amounts. Obviously, a lot of fans donating what they can. Some people have even donated... money and then set that up to be donated on a monthly basis.
Wow.
Oh.
By all accounts, he seemed like a great guy, very well liked in the in the Hollywood community and elsewhere. So yeah, that was sad. Super sad. It seemed like, you know, he had been time to time and come across like a post about him or a post that he had done on social media or whatever. And it seemed like he was on the road to recovery. Like that's what kind of caught me off guard. I knew he was going through a lot, but I just sort of assumed he was trending in the right direction rather than the wrong direction.
I did see things like that too, because he had such a positive attitude.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Throughout everything. Maybe that's why. Graham, what do you have?
All right, Lindsay Vonn announced yesterday that she just underwent a third surgery to repair the broken leg she suffered in her downhill skiing run on Sunday. Vonn had been attempting to become the oldest Alpine Olympic medalist at the age of 41. Her story really inspiring. We talked about it not only because of her age, but because she was doing it all on a torn ACL that she suffered just a week and a half before the Olympics started. Well, we know those Olympic hopes and dreams came crashing down, no pun intended, when she had a brutal crash just 13 seconds into a run, broke her leg, had to be airlifted off the course. Doctors there performed two surgeries on that leg in the immediate aftermath, but now she's had another. It was a complex tibia fracture, and she says this third surgery was a success and is thankful for all the outpouring of love and support she's received from fans around the world. Probably makes you feel bad, Selena, because you were like, she's too old. She should just give up. Team USA.
Never said that. I never said that.
I may have taken that out of context. Team USA, by the way, third place in the medal count, 13 total medals. Norway in first right now, also with 13 total medals, but they have 7 golds to the United States. We just have 4 right now. If you want to catch any of NBC's coverage of the Winter Olympics, you can just search Olympics on the iHeartRadio app, and then everything is right there. You can get nice. Listen cool. to everything. Very cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep.
Good morning, JV Show. The teacher strike is still going on. Can we already get them what they're asking for? Because they need it, and also because us school bus drivers don't have work and we're not getting paid. So let's try to get this settled with, and let's get back to work.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people probably impacted just beyond, well, obviously the families with students and then teachers and their families and then, bus drivers and all sorts of other people. I'm going to talk more about the strike coming up in training at 7:55, but yes, the strike for San Francisco Unified School District is still on. Classes closed once again today.
All right. Also, before we kick off What the Bleep, we have your chance to win crazy cash. This is $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is check. Take the keyword check over to wild949.com. Type it in there. Or if you're streaming us on the iHeartRadio app right now, thank you, by the way. Mm-hmm. You can type the keyword in there and you might win $1,000. Good luck.
Nice. All right. What the Bleep? It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app and you could be winning this chuggy muggy. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Olympic skaters have so much chemistry. It makes me wonder how many times they've.
I think they have.
All of them. Most of them.
You think so?
Yep.
Do you see them the way they're twirling around on the ice, gazing into each other's eyes? That's not acting.
Yeah, I think it is.
No,
they've never done that.
No way. Every time, Dancing with the Stars, the star always ends up dating the dancer.
That's true.
Every time. Mm-hmm. There's too much passion there. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, you sicko, so that bleeped out word is not that. It is something else. When you have your guest, leave it on the talkback mic. Like Selena said, leave us your name and your city along with that guest so we can shout you out if you've gotten it correct. But only the first correct answer of the morning wins a JV Show chug mug. So get your guesses in quick.
We're going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Olympic skaters have so much chemistry. It makes me wonder how many times they've.
Mm-hmm. Once or twice, for sure.
I'm pretty sure there's a couple that fell in love.
I bet that's happened hundreds of times.
All right,
let's go to your guesses.
I think the bleeped out word is dated. So many Olympians have so much chemistry, it's like they dated.
Okay, great guess.
Great guess, but not the right one.
Name is Amber, and I'm from Fairfield, California.
Sorry, I thought that was the end of your talk.
Wow, the disrespect to Fairfield, Selena. Wow, the disrespect.
All right, great guess, not the right one.
Morning, JV Show. It's Elizabeth from San Jose. My guess on the bleeped out word is argued. I wonder how many times they've argued. Have a great day.
Now that's a good guess.
Probably
you
constantly.
Know they got into some argument.
You keep bumping into my skates. Stop it.
Wrong just, way.
You're looking at you're spinning me the wrong way. Look that way.
You're gazing at me too creepily.
You're too sweaty.
Too
Why'd
close
you drop
to
me?
Did you just fart?
Good morning. My name is Trisha from San Jose, and my guess is practiced.
Practice. Ooh.
Probably a million
Great
times.
Guess.
There, yeah.
All right, if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app in order to win this chug mug. We're going to play more Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, you want to leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app, and then the first person to get it right wins this JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Olympic skaters have so much chemistry, it makes me wonder how many times they've...
Only one rule to this game. Remember, it is a family show. Okay, so that word is always something clean.
Why you gotta take the fun out of it?
I know, Graham. I'm sorry, but this is a family show. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Hi, my name is Elby from Fremont, and I think the word is fallen.
Oh, great guess.
How many times have they fallen? I don't know. Probably 10,000.
Yeah. Right, over the years especially. Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Hey, JV Show. This is Sylvester from Hayward, and the word I am guessing is... cheated. How many times they've cheated?
All right,
fine.
Oh. Like cheated at the event or cheated on their partner? Because, like, can you imagine being married to somebody and they spend all day, every day just out there, like, hugging somebody on the ice?
Hell no.
I'm not down with that.
Absolutely not.
Uh-uh.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Meg out of Sausalito. I think the bleeped up word is married.
How many times have they been married?
That was a popular guess this morning. Married. I think there are. I'd be curious to look that up and see how many of those figure skating couples are, in fact, married. I bet you there's quite a few.
Yep.
Good morning, David Show. This is me. I'm from San Francisco. It's a bleeped out word, rehearsed or practiced. Thank you. Bye. Good morning.
Yes, it is. So here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
Olympic skaters have so much chemistry. It makes me wonder how many times they've rehearsed.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Rehearsed was the correct answer this morning. And yeah, that chemistry, you can't just have that naturally, right? It takes a lot of rehearsal. A
lot of time spent together.
To have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you end up leaving the person you're with and then dating
probably.
Them.
Probably.
And then you think you're going to get married, but then you only win the bronze and you're like, oh, you're the reason that I only got a bronze medal.
But then you switch partners.
And then you're breaking up. And then,
then you got to marry that person.
You marry that person. Then next year, 4 years from now, you only win a silver.
Starts over. It's
then,
just a vicious cycle.
It starts over and over. All right, let's give some shout outs, shall we? First, Leah in San Francisco. What's up, Leah? What's up? The first correct answer this morning. So she's going to give herself a brand new JV Show Chug Mug 2023 edition.
Yep.
Even though it's 2026. Anyways, a few other people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out as well. Our buddy Jonathan in San Carlos had it. What's up, Jonathan? What's up? Happy Thursday. Hope you have a great day. Eddie in Pittsburgh came with the correct answer. So did Van in Milpitas. Bree in San Jose had the correct answer. So did our buddy Mark in Hollister. Bianca and Layla in Redwood City. What's up, Bianca and Layla? What's up? They had the correct answer, and so did our buddy Chalita May in San Jose.
Yep.
Had the correct answer this morning. Not quite fast enough. Any other last-minute guesses I haven't yet seen? Just all right, that was it.
Well,
nice job, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time here on the JV Show. That's 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's go to Carrie. Carrie.
Yes, hi.
You are in a limo right now with seven other people.
No joke.
What's the occasion?
We are all going to Mexico.
Nice. I'm so jealous right now.
Seriously. What's the breakdown of the group in there? Is it like a group of hot singles or is this like a family trip?
So it is two families. So four parents. And three kids all going. We're almost at SFO, but we will make sure this happens.
Wow.
Okay.
Everyone's still hot.
Everybody's hot, he says. All right. One rule. No, all phones down in there. There is no cheating in this
limo. No problem.
I swear to God, I'll drive down to SFO and bust you guys before you get through TSA.
Yep. No problem.
All right. This is the Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. If you get three correct, you win these tickets
for Zane.
Yep, he's coming to Chase Center. All right, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Here we go, Carrie. Question number one. A murder is the term used to... Can I start that over? That was my fault.
Jeez.
Nope.
A murder is the term used to describe a group of what kind of bird?
A crow.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Murder of crows. All right. One correct. Question number two. The animated movie Ratatouille is set in what city?
Paris.
Yep.
There you go.
France is a country.
Yay!
Just let you
one
know.
More guy.
Paris is the city.
All right, here we go with question number three, Carrie. How many regulation periods are there in an NHL hockey game?
Oh. I'm going to say three.
Yep.
Good job.
Wow.
That's correct. Wow. Look at that. As if you guys need something else to be excited about. You're in a limo on the way to Mexico right now. Pipe down.
Should we do question number four just for
fun?
Yeah,
let's just do four just for funsies. Yeah! They don't even need it. Singer Fergie was once a member of what hip-hop group?
Black Eyed
Peas! Yep.
Wow.
Look at us. We're so special. Everybody look at me in our limo.
Can you guys? There's like 20 of them. 20 brains is obviously better than one. So.
Do you have room for three more? Pick us up.
Yeah, swing by 340
but
Townsend.
We answered them quickly.
You did.
Congratulations, you guys. You just got two tickets to check out Zane at Chase Center.
Awesome work.
Seven tickets? What about seven?
I'm going to put you on hold and you can work that out with Jess. You guys hang on.
Have a great show.
Yeah, have fun. Oh, my God. I am so jealous. Graham, do we have some shout-outs to get
just
to?
Just makes this Thursday just the rest of us that all just commuted into work today. And these people are whooping it up in a limo on the way to the airport. All right, yeah, I got some DMs here. First one, Graham, can I get a birthday shout-out to my two favorite people, my brother Herb and my favorite dark side, Maricha? And that's from our buddy Eric. Yes, happy, I guess it's a birthday shout-out. Yeah, birthday to both of them. Happy birthday.
Woo! Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Good morning. Can you say happy birthday to Natalia? We love you very much. We're so proud of the beautiful young lady that you are. Love you. That's from Mom, Dad, and your little sister, Sophia. Yes, happy birthday, Natalia.
Happy birthday. Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, just a sloth in your DMs.
Sloth.
This is a first. I've had moms, grandmas, sisters, wives,
husbands, boyfriends,
everybody. This is a first sloth. I'd like to get a birthday shout out for my niece. Happy birthday, Myla Barrett. Uncle Josh loves you. She turned 9 yesterday. Thanks, Graham. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
From your sloth of an uncle. Another one here. Hi, Graham. Please shout out my girlfriend. Scratch that. Fiance Lindsay. She listens to you guys on the way to work every single day, and it was recently her birthday. She turned 33. We went to the Winter Olympics to support Team USA and Team Peru. We got back from our trip yesterday, and we got engaged on the trip.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much. And that is from Fernando. Yes, happy birthday to Lindsay. Belated birthday to Lindsay, and congrats to you two lovebirds. That's quite the eventful trip.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Repeat mommy sliding into your DMs.
I'm a mommy.
Please wish my Kira, a.k.a. Baby Goose, a happy 13th birthday. Kira, you're officially now a teenager, but you will always be my baby. Can't wait to celebrate you in Hawaii. Mom, Dad, and your favorite sister, Bella, love you so much. Have an amazing day. Yes, happy 13th birthday. That's a big one.
Who gives a fart?
Happy 17th birthday to Sebastian. May this day fill your heart with love and know that we are always beside you no matter what life throws at you. We are so thankful for you. We love you. That's from Zoe, Papa, Mama, Riley, and Gizmo. Yes, happy 17th birthday, Sebastian.
Who gives a fart?
And one more here. Hi, Grandma, kids, and I listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. It's my daughter Zoe's 6th birthday today. Can you please wish her happy birthday? And that's from Mom, Dad, and brothers. We love her very much. Yes, happy 6th birthday to Zoe. One Woo-hoo. Key detail about Zoe's birthday I just remembered.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's right.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And
and Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
Oh, also, before I forget, we have Dr. Sadie Allison, our favorite love expert.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be coming in here next. So if you have any questions about Valentine's Day or love.
Any burning questions.
Things
that are burning deep in your loins.
Yes, if you want to leave those on the talkbacks, we'll be picking a few to have her answer them live on the air. All right, all the latest now on Nancy Guthrie's abduction. So yesterday we talked about the footage that the FBI released from Nancy's doorbell camera that showed the presumed abductor. So where do we go from here? Well, the FBI are honing in on the outfit that that person in the video wore, trying to see if they can pinpoint who bought it. Mainly what they're looking at is the gloves, the backpack, and the gun. So authorities are contacting like manufacturers and stores. For example, the backpack that this person is wearing resembles one sold at Walmart. So they want to check in with these stores, because even if that person went in there and paid cash, then they can still say, okay, well, it was purchased at this time, and then go back and check surveillance video and see if they can see what this person looks like.
Who they are, yeah.
Also, did you guys see that the FBI recovered a black glove about a mile and a half away from Nancy's home, just on a desert road?
Not sure if it's related, though.
Not sure if it's related. They haven't commented on that.
Someone else could have just had a glove fly out the window. You know, kids to be throwing stuff out the window.
They'd be throwing black gloves, yeah.
Don't do that. Ah.
This obviously could be a major clue if it is related, because what did the person have on in the video? Black gloves.
And there is touch DNA. Is a thing. Even if you're not leaving blood or hair or something, well, there could be a hair follicle in there. There could be some DNA evidence in that glove. I'm sure they're examining that very, very thoroughly.
Another thing that they're doing is they're requesting video from people in the neighborhood for two specific dates and times. They've been going around to neighbors. They want any doorbell video that shows the street on January 11th between 9 p.m. and midnight, and January 31st between 9:30 and 11 a.m. I guess there was a suspicious vehicle spotted around at those times. So cops want to see if that can lead to anything, and, you know, by checking the license plate and then get the person who owns the vehicle, those type of things. So hopefully that does lead to something. And now this, TMZ received a new note.
New note.
Only this one doesn't seem to be from the kidnapper. It's not necessarily demanding ransom. This person, whoever sent it, claims that they've been trying to contact Savannah Guthrie's brother and sister by like emailing and text messaging, but they've been unsuccessful. And they claim to have information on who the kidnapper is. The note reads, part of it at least, if they want the name of the individual involved, then I want one Bitcoin to the following wallet. Time is more than relevant. And then put some like Bitcoin wallet information there.
What is with the demanding the Bitcoin? If you are have information to help solve this case, just be a good person and come forward? You don't. Everything doesn't have to be given a monetary reward or
reward. Understand. So. And right now, one Bitcoin is worth $66,000.
Way down. Great time to buy, by the way.
These reports.
They are in the tank right now.
But like the FBI and law enforcement, they're offering $50,000 for any information leading to the kidnappers. Just give the information. If you're that greedy anyways, I would do it for free.
Right. Seriously. You but know, also, but, yeah, the $50,000 is a nice little pay. Bitcoin might be worth $50,000 in a matter of hours here with the way that it's going in the toilet lately. So, great time to buy, by the way. I've already bought a few. Not a few, like, you know, coins. I don't have that kind of money, but I've already bought some more. I'm curious also, like, has there been any other activity with the original Bitcoin demand and like that wallet? I remember we talked about yesterday, like there had been some activity on that wallet. Like
nothing major.
$152 or something.
Nothing major.
Still nothing.
And again, this person demanding one Bitcoin for information on the kidnapper. We don't even know if this is real and this person knows anything. Is it valid? Who knows?
Yeah. That's what makes me feel like the initial ransom note might have not been valid, because you would think that those people, what they want to do is they want to get rid of the person that they have with them, and they want to get their money and like let this be done with.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, but it seems like they sent out the quote letter, and then all of a sudden there's nothing. So it leads me to believe
who knows, unless the FBI knows something that we don't that hasn't been announced or made public yet. I don't know.
I think that I still think it's that Ring camera footage that's going to crack this case. Like, as covered up as that person is, somebody recognizes a feature or an item held or worn in that.
Definitely.
I think that's going to be the thing that springs us.
Definitely. Or this person just isn't as prepared as we thought they were. I mean, they're leaving black gloves all over the place. Like,
I'm also curious if they...
they're going to get caught.
I'm sure they're examining all the cell phone records, like anybody's cell... If that person was carrying a cell phone, then there's also some of that evidence.
Yeah, very true. There's a lot. There's a lot of things. Graham, will you do me a favor? Hang on to... Look, let's do it really quick. Then let's just do it.
All right, San Francisco schools remain closed today.
He had the saddest look on his face.
I want to shout out our teachers.
Of course,
our teacher strike enters its fourth day. That means the San Francisco Unified School District's 120 schools, 6,000 something teachers, and roughly 50,000 students all home once again today. Well, the schools aren't home; the schools are closed. But the 6,000 something teachers and roughly 50,000 students, they are not in school today as contract negotiations stretch on. Yesterday, all the teachers and some of the supporters gathered at Ocean Beach. I don't know if you guys saw this. They arranged themselves into the words. Ocean Beach seems to be the spot where if you got a big crowd of protests, that's where you arrange yourself. They arranged themselves into the words strike and for our students. It's a pretty powerful kind of overhead drone image. I saw that. It was very cool. They say that progress has been made in the talks. Salary raises haven't gotten to an acceptable number yet. The teachers are asking for a 9% raise. I read the district had offered up to 6% this week. I don't know if they've inched any higher on that. And I don't believe they've ironed out the other big teachers' demand, which is fully funded health care coverage for their families. So we're going to keep monitoring this, but continue. Please, everybody, to stand with our teachers. You see them out on the picket lines or see them rallying somewhere in the city. Give them a honk, give them a wave, let them know that you support them.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, you know what? Let me turn Graham's mic on.
Thanks, buddy.
Sorry.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess. And we have Dr. Sadie Allison.
Good
in
morning.
In the studio with us. Hi. Before we get to all this Valentine's Day and love talk, we have your chance right now to win crazy cash. This is $1,000. The keyword this hour, Graham, if you would be so kind.
This hour's nationwide keyword is friend. Take the keyword friend over to wild949.com. Look around there. Browse a little bit. Stay a while. Enter the keyword when you find the right spot. Then you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
Good luck. All right. So Dr. Sadie Allison going to be hanging out with us for the hour. Why not? Let's have some fun. Valentine's Day is this weekend. I know you have a lot of really cool things that people might be interested in. We're going to get to that in a second because I feel like there's a lot of kids in the car right now.
Yeah, so yeah.
Can we get ahead of the kids, please?
Drop them off. That's
faster,
cool.
We talk
faster.
In code, too.
Yes. Okay.
You guys will get it. Our code. Yeah. Our code.
Yes. But Jess, you have something
related? We all, I think, have some sort of plans happening for this weekend for Valentine's Day. So I want to talk about what your Valentine's Day plans actually reveal about your relationship.
Mm.
So if you're going to have a cozy night in with just takeout, this means you don't really need the fancy dinner, the reservations, the expensive trips to prove your love.
Isn't that kind of also what broker people say?
That's a good
point. Wow, I was going to say lazier, but okay.
I guess both.
It sounds like that's like the excuse that you're telling yourself. Like, oh,
we don't need all that.
We don't need any.
We are not going out.
It could also be something really thoughtful if you're actually getting the meal that you know your partner loves and getting the right cocktails and getting some candles and really making it an evening at home. That's really sweet and thoughtful.
That's true. It's not such a bad thing if someone surprises you with that.
Right. If they cook the meal for you, they have it all ready for
you. There you go.
Now, what about on the other end of the spectrum?
The other end of the spectrum, a fancy night out. This says you don't do cheap. Even if you have to save and budget for months to pay for the romantic night of your dreams, you want to go out. You want to do that. You want to be wooed.
And these are people that are booking the hotel rooms.
The hotel.
And locked in.
The dinner and spicing things up for that one night only. Mm-hmm. And that's Graham. That's exactly what Graham is doing.
Is that what you do, Graham?
Yes.
Well, we are doing a night away.
Oh, I love that.
But not on actual Valentine's. Well, the day before.
That's okay.
But Dr. Sadie Allison, what does that tell you about a couple who are booking a hotel room for one night only? Valentine's weekend.
That's someone who's really going out for their partner and making it special. And she is going to love you for that.
Because that's actually something.
Or just trying to get some.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's absolutely right. Because when you do Nookie in the hotels, it's... right?
Coke? Drop the kids off.
Yeah, everybody, the kids out of the car now.
That's an old school term. But that's actually when it can be really fun and exciting because you're allowed to relax in a way that you just can't at home. So when you're away, and even if you stay local and you stay in a hotel, it's a whole different experience.
Yeah, but you don't have the dog barking.
Right.
That Amazon driver is not, you know, knocking on the door.
The Legos on the floor.
Yeah, and all that stuff. It's nice just to get away. I agree with you. Even locally, a night away can be somewhere close, but it is like just a totally different vibe if you're just in a hotel room.
And you said this, did we talk about the hotel that you chose? Is it the one that you got married at?
Yeah.
Oh, you are a romantic.
How about that?
How about that? I love that. That's so sweet. I think
Graham just won Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Look at this.
And I don't say that often.
Usually they rip on me.
How long does this last you in the relationship? Well, there's a good year till next Valentine's Day?
Oh,
where she's just happy.
Oh, and probably till she, till I don't know, maybe the next day or the 2 days. I'm kidding. I got the best wife ever.
Oh,
but very much looking forward to our romantic night away.
Yeah. But it matters, right? Like it matters how the day goes, and you know how the night ends. Kind of is determined by all how special you feel throughout the day.
That's right, and a lot of it is just the little things, especially for women. We want to know that we're heard. And that you're paying attention to the things we love. So, for example, get up that morning and bring her a cup of coffee in bed and give her a little shoulder massage.
Oh, that's you a know? Great idea.
Like, those simple little things. Like
my
if
wife
she's
makes better coffee than I do.
Oh.
But it's the thought. It's the effort.
Right.
She'll appreciate it.
Or go buy her one then. You don't have
she has stronger hands than me, too. Her shoulder rubs are better than mine. So
yeah, she should be the one bringing you coffee in bed.
Yeah, right.
You
and massaging my shoulders.
Right.
Because I think men sometimes make it seem like we're asking for like crazy unattainable things, but it is the little things. The little things do matter.
It is the little things. Like if she's the one that usually gets up in the morning and takes care of the kids, you take care of the kids for her.
I'm busy that day.
That'll never happen.
Everyone in here is laughing that one off.
What about your household, Selena? That sounds like a great idea.
Did you hear
idea.
What I just said? That'll never happen. That's why that was the hyena.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Sadie Allison, you are a love expert hanging out with us this morning. You're going to be sticking around for our meeting in the ladies' room.
Oh,
which
I love
is
it.
Coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And we are with Dr. Sadie Allison. Hi, Dr. Oh, my God. You were on the cover of Sexual Health Magazine.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, it's Tickle Kitties. That's my company, TickleKitty.com. Right. It's my 25th anniversary.
25th?
That's yes. Huge.
I know. I can't believe it. And I'm so honored because what a joy it's been to do something that I love so much for my whole career. And to be able to give back in a way where I'm actually helping make people's lives better.
Right.
When it comes to intimacy. And I'm just going and I love it. And it's the gift that keeps giving back to me, which is why I do it.
Now, look, I'm only 28 and a half, but I know that I was here pretty much at the start of that. We've talked about that before. You were in last year right before Valentine's Day. But, I mean, some of your first time on radio promoting Tickle Kitty was right here at Wild 94.9 on the Doghouse.
Right, with JV and Elvis back in the day. And JV was so good to me. He was so sweet, always so supportive, welcoming, warm. I always loved coming here and being on air with you guys. Yeah.
We're happy to have you. If you don't know, Dr. Sadie Allison is our favorite love expert, love coach. So we're like, let's bring her in for the meeting in the ladies' room before Valentine's Day.
Where's my jewelry? Can we talk?
By the way, for anyone interested, TickleKitty.com. You have a lot of products, a lot of books. A
lot of good
stuff. If you have any questions, I'm sure you'll find some answers.
Valentine's pleasures for the bedroom. Accessories, we call those.
There you go. All right. Something that Graham came up with that we're going to do now.
Why are you going to put this on me?
You're the sicko.
You're the guy
You're
in the
sicko
room.
That named it this. The quick pound. Ding up questions.
It's a quick pound.
That's a guy's name.
Ding up questions that we're going to rapid fire at Dr. Sadie here to see, just get some opinions on a variety of different topics, some burning questions of our own. Selena, do you want to kick it off?
I'll kick it off. Dr. Sadie Allison, should people take their pets out of the room or let them watch? Because Jess says, she lets her cat watch sometimes.
Oh, if you're into that kind of thing, yes. But I always recommend taking them out so you can fully enjoy without distraction.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Thank you, Jess. You're sick.
She doesn't distract me.
All right. Should men always buy, I was going to say toys, you call them accessories, that are smaller than they are?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It depends on what she likes and how comfortable you are.
Okay. How many times a week should the woman be initiating sexy time?
Seven. Maybe eight. Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
There is no specific number, but I think the number of doing it once a week is perfect.
Okay. Men.
Go for it.
We're going in order.
Yeah,
here.
We can't pound at the same time.
Whoa. Men buying women lingerie, is it cringe or hot?
Oh, it's hot. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Add it to the list. Are guys allowed to feel disappointed if they plan a romantic night for this upcoming Valentine's Day and they don't get any at the end?
That's a tough one because, you know, everybody wants a little romance and intimacy. So it would be nice if both partners actually
gave
to each other. Yes.
Say yes for all the guys.
Yes. Come on, ladies, give your man some love and vice versa.
Are sexy pictures important for keeping the romance alive?
Depends on what you're into. If your partner likes that, pay attention to how they respond with the sexy pictures. There's so many things to do that no one thing is actually critical.
I will speak on behalf of all guys listening here in the Bay Area. It's important.
Okay.
I'll just unanimously.
A man wants to leave his glasses on during intimacy, but his eyes are all magnified. Should the woman be able to say something?
Let him see how beautiful you are, honey.
Yeah, good point.
You gotta love them. Glasses on, glasses off. I'm gonna accidentally knock them off.
What about glasses with socks?
Oh.
she's out on that one. If a woman you're newly hooking up with passes gas during the deed, should you acknowledge it or pretend like it never happened?
Just keep going and don't make it a thing. Because you know what? It's natural. It happens to everybody. Don't let it ruin the mood.
You have to talk about it at some point, right?
You could never bring it up.
You can laugh at it later.
No. Didn't smell a thing.
Take it to the grave.
Just say, oops, excuse me.
Don't say anything. Sweep it under the rug or blow it under the rug or whatever. How many dates do you think somebody should wait before making the nookie, as you say?
I say it's always better to wait so you get to know each other, and then when you finally do it, it's a lot deeper and more special. But it depends on the relationship. Sometimes the first night could be great.
Right.
Good advice. Yeah. Any other quick pound questions you guys
need? Proposals on Valentine's Day?
Why not?
Okay, a lot of people think cheesy, not the right time.
No, I mean, if that's what he or she wants to do and they want to propose on Valentine's Day, then more love to them.
What's the most overlooked position that people end up loving?
Why are you so bright red when you ask that question?
Missionary. It's the most traditional. It's how our bodies are created to fit the best together. And it's one of the most intimate ones because you can do full body hugs. You can look into each other's eyes. You can kiss. You can touch. You can neck with each other. Yeah. I mean, it's my favorite one.
Okay,
for all those reasons.
Okay. All right. I love how she whispered that part.
And that concludes the quick pounding.
All right.
Of questions, obviously. Yes.
If you're just tuning in, that is Dr. Sadie Allison. She's our favorite love expert. We bring her in every once in a while on the JV show, especially, you know, before Valentine's Day. Why not? We are going to continue our meeting in the ladies' room next. She's going to be answering your questions. People have left questions on our Instagram, on the talkbacks. We're going to get to that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are hanging out with Dr. Sadie Allison for our meeting in the ladies' room. Special Valentine's Day edition. If you don't know, she is a love expert, founder of Tickle Kitty. You have a really cool sale happening right now.
Yes, it's Valentine's Day Saturday. And I have this kit. It's called the Womanizer Next Valentine Kit. And I actually brought the Womanizer Next to show you. And it's basically got everything you need for a planned evening. So one-stop shops, 20% off, comes with free shipping. So if you did order today by 11, you can actually get it shipped in time for Valentine's Day on Saturday.
Oh.
Okay, so ticklekitty.com. Go there now. Does it come with that thing that's looking at me? And that thing, there's one thing on the desk here that's like
what
facing
is
me.
That?
That's called the male rose. That's a men's toy.
Okay. I would probably need a larger size, but
it's
stretchy with pleasure nubs.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
I'm going to show it to you. It actually moves.
Oh, geez. Oh. It's looking right at me.
TickleKitty.com is the website. You also, there's like books on there, you know, with illustrations and everything you need to know about basically everything.
Also, all the techniques, how to give and receive pleasure.
And what is your Instagram if people do want to follow you?
Yeah, Dr. Sadie Allison on Instagram. TickleKitty. And Go Love CBD are my other handles. But Dr. Sadie Allison is where I've been posting lots of fun stuff, education, tips.
So during that last song, as we were playing Taylor Swift, we were talking about our kids. You have a daughter.
Yes.
Who is, you said, almost 20. And Jess, you asked a really interesting question.
I was like, how old did you feel comfortable with your daughter being when you started talking to her about these types
intimacy.
Of things?
Yeah. You, right. I mean, you just, I feel like you just carry around these.
These things were laying all around the house.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
pleasure devices.
How old was she?
She was young. She was probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 because kids hear stuff at school. They've got these mobile phones. They have access to a lot more than people realize. So the answer to your question is you want to answer your kids' questions with age-appropriate responses.
Mm-hmm.
But never shun them or avoid it or ignore it. Because what kids will do is they'll go talk to someone else about it or their friends, or they'll get misinformed.
What about when they don't ask questions? I have a daughter who's a teenager, and I'm not allowed to talk about her on the show because she's too embarrassed. So we're just going to strike that from the podcast. Okay. But she's not asking me questions. She doesn't want to talk to her mom about these things. Like, do I go to her and just, like, tell her everything, or do I wait for her to come to me?
I would initiate it. I recommend all parents, because if you don't teach your kids, they're not going to know how to protect themselves, what the important things are to, as far as teen pregnancy, all the things that are going on. So as a parent, it's part of being a parent. So at certain ages, you want to be the one to inform them so you know they're getting accurate, complete information.
I'm going to let AI handle it.
What if I still don't know because my parents never had to talk with me?
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Okay,
there we go.
Hang on, I got to text Sadie to see if I can get an answer to that thing you're asking about.
Please. But there's so much great information now, though. So with AI, with all the books like Tickle His Pickle, all my books out there, there's video courses, lots of great websites. So you can take it into your own hands and actually educate yourself so that you're informed and you're comfortable and confident in the bedroom.
Love it.
All right, changing gears here really quickly. I saw this article, and I want you, we're going to go around the room really quick, and you ladies are going to weigh in and venture a guess as to what this thing is. The title of this article, Men Wish Their Partners Would Do This One Thing More Often. What do you think it is, Selena?
Shut up.
And careful. Okay, less talking. Jess?
Give them a voucher.
Oh, let them cash it in.
And yeah, cash in a voucher.
Now to the expert, Dr. Sadie.
Initiate pleasure together.
All great guesses, and I like her guess the best, but it actually is compliment them.
Oh.
The study went to find that men watch women. You guys are great at complimenting other women and each other and your friends. Not so good, generally, according to the study, at complimenting the men. Men would like more compliments.
Well, they want to feel appreciated.
So would you.
Right.
So do we. I feel like if you are complimenting your woman enough, she's going to want to reciprocate that.
That's right. And in all kinds of ways. And when it comes to pleasure, because I get asked that question from men a lot, how do I have more intimacy and have my wife want it more? It's like, well, when you set yourself aside for a moment and just do pleasure and focus on your partner and you achieve those things with her and for her, that's when you get it back tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. Take notes, Graham.
Yeah. Compliments are not one thing that I would have ever guessed that you were going to say, Graham, but I do feel like I need to do more of that because I feel like I always get compliments from my fiance, but sometimes I feel like he's just left there. Oh my gosh.
I feel like
I've been so shorting him. I know. I'm like, I did compliment his outfits, so bad his looks, everything.
I feel like in most relationships, the compliments are about like 10 to 1. Guys offer up compliments all the time about how you look. Oh my God, you look great in that and the thing. Oh, I love your hair. We compliment. I bet you it's 10 to 1. We get one back.
But I don't think we do it in, like, I don't purposely, I'm like, I'm not going to compliment you. Or I don't purposely say, like, I don't think you look good or anything. I do. But I just don't say it. So I need to
say it more.
Yeah.
But a lot of times my husband's like after I'm done getting ready, he's like, oh my God, like, you look beautiful. Like, your makeup looks so good. But it's like, you haven't gotten ready yet. You're just like,
there's nothing to compliment
you. What do you want me to say?
Like, I imagine you will look handsome once you clean yourself up a bit.
Do you know what I mean? There's just bad timing, I think. Really quick, we promised Dr. Sadie Allison, answering your questions. We have one off of Instagram, if you don't mind.
Sure. Yes. So this is a touch exhausted mom. She said she has 4 boys and a husband. How can she be intimate with her husband when she's everyone's cuddle bud?
That's so sweet. First thing you have to do is make it a priority that you're going to make that time. You're going to make it happen and know that you're going to have to separate from being everybody's cuddle bud and figure out the right time. And some people get up early before the kids are up. I know it's not always ideal, but you have to figure something out. brush your teeth.
Yeah.
But do it before the kids get up or after they go to bed or have a quickie you know, if they're at school. But it's really about making it a priority and then actually following through with
it. The problem with that is, like, after you're so exhausted from the kids, like, having to do that after feels like a chore. You're just like, I'm so tired. Like, if only there were someone to, like, take a lot of that off of us, maybe towards the end of the day where we can really, like, just relax and...
Yeah. It's one of those things, though, that once you get into it, you enjoy it more. It's kind of like going to the gym. You don't want to go, and then once you get there and you have the workout right. and your endorphins are running, you feel really great and you're glad you did it. So
yeah.
the intimacy is the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Getting a rhythm. What do you think about the scheduling it? Like people that I've read those articles, people like, you have to schedule it, set a time and the mm-hmm. thing. Is that too, to me, that always seemed a little too regimented. Like, how do I know at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday is going to be the time?
Because you scheduled it. But
I mean, my calendar is chock full. I keep showing my wife, like, hey, do you not see the calendar?
I think you'll show up for that appointment, though.
Yeah.
If you have right. scheduled fun with your partner. And here's the thing about that. It can sound a little regimented, but sometimes it's what you have to do, just like you schedule everything else in your life that has to get done and that you want to get done. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing is you get to look forward to it. So you have more pep in your step that day if you know that tonight's the night.
Uh-huh. That's, yes. I can see that.
And then women can get more mentally prepared, maybe get a little new pair of panties, or, you know, it can turn into something really fun right. and romantic.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I'm not mad at that.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Dr. Sadie Allison, happy. Really quick, founder of Tickle Kitty. Go now to the website, ticklekitty.com. Get what is one of these kits that you are selling?
Oh, this is the Womanizer Next.
Oh, wait, did I just hear that?
Yes,
I'm going to hand this to you.
Buzzing.
No, I'm scared.
No, it's okay. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
So this product
she's got it in her hands
is one that I recommend to my clients all the time. It's for women and her little special spot.
Okay.
And you can see,
like, where she goes to read in the evenings.
If you put it up against your hand like this and push, it's...
Oh, what am I pushing? Oh!
See, it turns on when it touches skin. Otherwise, it's off and silent. But here's the thing with the Womanizer Next... is most women who try it can get to that point in under a minute.
Under a minute?
Yes. Whoa. And that's why I recommend this for a
couple. And this is what's on 20, it's 20% off right
yes.
now.
Yeah, for Valentine's Day or any day.
So
all year long.
Ticklekitty.com. And you said if you place your order by
11 o'clock today,
you get it in time for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Perfect.
And then 60 seconds later or less. Life is good.
You know what happens.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get to today's hottest trending coming up next. Are you sticking around a little longer?
Yes.
Do you mind? Let's hang out some more. But we are going to get to trending coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
A possible new development in Nancy Guthrie's abduction case. I told you how authorities were getting video from neighbors and things in the neighborhood. Apparently, they got some other video that shows a man around the time of the kidnapping, and he is wearing a backpack and he's got this hat on, and the bag, they say it looks really similar to the one in the doorbell camera we talked about yesterday, because mm-hmm. it has like the reflective straps. They're almost identical. Of course, it's hard to really know for sure, but in this new video, he was recorded on somebody's Ring camera at 1:52 in the morning, so it's really within that same time
yeah.
frame, and he's trying to enter a locked gate.
Interesting.
So there, it seems like they're making progress. If they get enough video, maybe they're going to be able to get more footage and possibly trace this guy back to a mm-hmm. car that he was riding in or something.
And this person, hopefully in that video, not wearing the ski mask or whatever, then they can...
really see his face.
They can see his face.
Exactly.
Identify him. I mean, I've told this story before, but one time in Santa Barbara when I was in college, UCSB, I was in line at a grocery store behind somebody that they suspected of just having committed a double homicide, right?
Are you serious?
And... I got a call from the sheriff's department like weeks after. I didn't know. I obviously didn't know this at the time. I was just buying something at the store. And I got called in the sheriff's department. They're like, we want to talk to you about something. And in my mind, wow. I'm like, oh, shoot. I must have done something at a party or whatever. I'm in trouble. And they wanted to ask me what I could remember about the customer next to me in line. And I'm like, I don't know. I could remember what I was buying, but I couldn't remember much about them. And I was like, how did you even track me down? And they were just looking at the video footage
wow.
from... the store, which was not good. It was very grainy. And then they said, then we just looked at every picture of every male student at UC Santa Barbara or Santa Barbara City College until we figured out it was you.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like,
God.
I'm amazed that you were able to figure out it was me, one, and then two, I felt so bad because I didn't really have any information for them. They went through all that work to locate me, and I could remember everything that I bought, every single item. I couldn't tell you who I was standing next to in line. I wasn't paying attention to them. I don't know.
That is actually crazy. Wow.
But like, that was the level of, you know, obviously they're the level of this investigation is 10,000 times
bigger.
That,
much so. Bigger. Yeah. Really quick, Jaw Rule's pillow fight. Did you guys hear about this?
No. Yeah, what the hell happened?
So he was in a flight. This is after the Super Bowl. He's leaving from SFO, flying back to New York. And I guess he ended up on the same plane as Tony Yayo and Uncle Murda. If you don't know, they are like rappers from like back in the day, mm-hmm. they were really close. They were basically with 50 Cent's G-Unit, and mm-hmm. they were beefing with Ja Rule. And this is obviously some really, really old beef, but they end up on the same plane over the weekend, and they got into a verbal altercation, and I guess Ja Rule threw a pillow at them before he was escorted off
the
plane.
How old are we?
That must have hurt.
Yeah.
Some
tough rap beef right there. I'm going to throw a pillow at you.
Anyways, I thought that was kind of funny. By the way, that other voice, that is the voice of Dr. Sadie Allison, mm-hmm. our favorite love expert, hanging out with us before Valentine's Day this weekend. We are going to talk to you a little bit more next, Dr. Sadie Allison. I know there were some more questions coming in from listeners, if you don't mind answering those. And I feel like I have some more questions regarding the whole parenting aspect of this.
Let's do it
next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We have Dr. Sadie Allison hanging out with us. She's our favorite love doctor like ever on the planet. She's hanging out with us because Valentine's Day is this weekend. Mm-hmm. We have another DM question for you. Before we get to that, we got crazy cash. It's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is money. Take the keyword money over to wild949.com or hit the contest tab if you're streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app. You'll find a spot to enter that keyword there. Do that this hour and you could win $1,000. Good luck.
Good luck. All right. So Dr. Sadie Allison, founder of Tickle Kitty, celebrating 25 years
That's
now.
That's right. Thank you.
You have a lot of cool things. Tell us what's on the website, ticklekitty.com.
So it is a pleasure boutique where I curate all the toys. So it's bedroom accessories, vibrators, things like that for fun and pleasure, for men, for women, for couples, foreplay. There's slippery slidey stuff, which I have my own. It's called Slippery Kitty. Mm-hmm. As well as Go Love CBD serum. So it's basically a one-stop shop boutique where I picked out everything for you and took the guesswork out.
Nice.
So,
and you order by 11 o'clock, you get it in time for Valentine's.
Oh, you're talking about the womanizer next. Yeah, my Valentine kit.
Yes, and you probably want this, so go now. All right, we have a message from Instagram.
Yes, somebody asked, can we get some advice on sexy time after 40 and how to keep the romance going?
Sure. So the trick is you have to try new things. There's no magical thing about it. If you want to have more romance, you got to mix it up and bring new things into the bedroom, like a pleasure toy. Or
question: what about those people that are like afraid to, like, hey, I'm fine with what we're doing. Yeah, it's the same thing every single time, but it works. I'm happy. Like, do new things have to be introduced?
Well, if someone's feeling like it's getting, like you're doing the same things and you would like something mm-hmm. different, then you want to honor your partner mm-hmm. and what they're saying. And so I always suggest is someone can step up and be the hero and initiate a conversation about your fantasies and your desires and things maybe you've wanted to try but haven't. Because I know that can be hard, but if you actually just set egos aside, let yourself be vulnerable and have that conversation, you'll find out that you're going to learn things you would have wanted to know sooner. Right. And maybe you guys were even thinking about the same things but just never talked about it.
I have another question. Is it possible for someone to not have a fantasy?
Yes.
Okay.
When it comes
that's
to
that's what I told my husband. He didn't believe me. I was like, no, I think it's possible.
What about when you saw him in his Power Ranger? What about when you saw him in his Power Ranger costume at Halloween? That didn't...
A little bit.
I knew it.
A little bit.
I think another thing is try some new simple things. For example, one-way pleasure is what I call it.
Okay.
So that just means taking turns. So you 100% are a giver. And the other person gets to relax, unwind,
sounds
and
like
just receive.
Oh, it,
I'm kidding.
It gives you pleasure to give pleasure. Uh-huh. So one person receives and gets finished, and it can be an amazing experience. Because when you're just receiving and not worrying about what the other person's doing or giving back at that moment, it's a whole different experience. And then you take turns, right? And then you switch it up.
Can so, like, I
that's
my
something
phone
fun and easy
time?
To do.
No.
Oh, my God.
No scrolling.
The fact that you said that, let me go back to this study or this survey that I saw. More than one third of college students say they've scrolled their phone during.
I swear to God.
This is during. 35% of the college kids surveyed said that, they've whipped out their phone to either send a text message or to go on TikTok or just to do something.
Oh, no.
It's a different generation. I wouldn't even have time to enter my passcode.
Put the phones away and be present and engaged. And that's kind of actually a trend in some of the other kids that are actually getting hip to this to understand, like, hey, you know, I want to have better intimacy. I've got to stop all the distractions that we're so used to with our phones. So, one, put the phone away, but also really focus on being present and connect with your partner, look in their eyes, talk during intimacy, and you'll find it's going to be a whole different thing. Like, most really make
most people's attention spans is like 3 to 4 seconds now, if that. They got to be constantly doing something different or checking something on their phone or looking at something different. I think it's almost a tall order nowadays.
Think about how you would make your partner feel if you're like, you're into it, then your partner, you look over and they're like watching TikTok dances.
I'm leaving.
I'm out.
One more thing here that I saw, Dr. Sadie Allison, another report saying that the United States is on the verge of sextinction, that people are experiencing extended periods of time, like going without it, not doing it. It says here that in the United States, a staggering 1 in 3 men and 1 in 5 women have not gotten busy in the past year.
Yeah, I've been reading about that too and hearing about it. The issue is the socio abilities for especially young men in today's world. People are so engaged on their phones, playing video games, disengaging from normal interaction with people that they're losing the skills in how to communicate with girls. And so when they go out and they're behind, you know, the keyboards and texting, but when you meet a girl in person, face to face, they haven't developed those skills in communication. And so that's a huge problem.
Oh, that makes me so sad for them.
I know. What would be your advice to somebody who does feel like they're shy? We did get another question saying that they've been out of the game for a really long time, but they're shy to even, like, I guess, put themselves out there or start those conversations.
It can be hard, but you have to just make a commitment to do it and put in a little bit of effort and start with just getting out and about more. It doesn't have to be to find someone to date or to be with, but just to socialize with people. If there's something you're interested in, like hiking or pickleball or whatever it might be, get out there and just start doing things, and then you're going to be around more people and things can happen naturally and organically.
That is great advice. Or paying someone.
Wow.
What? That's just an option.
It depends on how quickly you want to talk to them.
Or, I think learn more about it. And then if you're more confident in yourself about the knowledge that you have, then maybe you're more likely to go out there.
That too.
Your Instagram for anyone that wants it.
Sure. It's Dr. Sadie Allison. Come follow me.
All right. And ticklekitty.com.
Yep. Womanizer next.
You can buy all the good stuff. You got books on there. Did you write these books?
Yes.
Did you draw the illustrations? Because they are graphic.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. No, I didn't draw them, but I art directed each of them.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Did you have like models live? No. They're live models and someone's sketching them.
I described some to my illustrator. Okay. Some of them I actually got into the pose myself on the floor and said, here, draw me like this. I did.
I love
and
that.
Some I had pictures and I said, let's use this picture as a model, but switch up her legs and stuff
like
that.
Nice. All right. So if you do want to spice things up for Valentine's Day, Dr. Sadie Allison has the Womanizer Next Valentine Kits. On sale now, you can save 20%. Shipping is free. Order by 11.
If you want it by Valentine's Day, you'll probably have to get expedited. But otherwise, it's free. You can just play after Valentine's Day.
And that's ticklekitty.com. Thank you, Dr. Sadie Allison.
Thanks for having me on.
Graham, can we get a meow?
Meow.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Meow.
Whoa, that was good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.